Well, good morning to all of you, and warm greetings to you in the Lord Jesus this morning.
早上各位，愿神祝福大家。
We've been with you before, and I always appreciate the warm welcome and greeting that I receive at RCAC.
我曾经来过这里噶啦，我每一次我都记得RCAC俾我哋一个好热诚嘅欢迎同埋招待。
And I love a great choir.
我好中意你哋嘅诗班。
Thank you for your ministry to us this morning.
多谢你今日为我哋献唱。
I'm here this morning at Pastor Simon's request.
我今日来咧系受到李牧师嘅邀请。
Later this year, you as a church family and specifically the membership will face a vote.
喺今年迟啲嘅时间咧。 我们整个教会的家庭呢,
and that vote will be on the issue of whether or not RCAC will have women as elders.
我们的投票的议题呢,
so Pastor Simon has asked me to help prepare for that vote.
李牧师要求我今天来跟大家讲, 来到跟大家准备一下，我哋将来点样去投票。
So it's in my heart to serve you well and effectively this morning with Jesus' help.
我希望咧，我今日藉着耶稣基督嘅帮助，我都可以提供俾大家有啲嘅参考。
So pray for me.
为我祷告。
And pray for Eric.
亦都为翻译祷告。
Because I tend to talk fast.
因为我讲得好快。
And there is some technical and theological language in play this morning. So it's my purpose this morning to weave together some historical threads, some theological threads. Theology is human reflection on the eternal Word of God.
神学呢,就是人类呢,在神的话语上面作深层的思想。
And also weave together some biblical threads.
亦都我们会透过圣经。
So it's at the conclusion of the message that we'll look closely at Romans chapter 14.
在讲道的结束的时候呢,我和大家看一看罗马书14章。
Let me begin with a summary, a historical perspective of women in ministry in the Alliance.
首先呢,我想俾大家一个基本嘅概念先,喺呢个宣道会,妇女嘅角色系乜嘢?
Many of you are aware that the founder of our denominational family was a man by the name of Albert Benjamin Simpson.
大家好多人都已经知道,我哋宣道会宗派嘅创办人呢,系Albert Simpson。
And his story is an amazing story.
他的故事,他的生平是非常有趣惊人的。
And if you haven't already, I encourage you to find a biography and read his story.
如果你还没认识的话,我鼓励你找一些文献去看一看他的生平。
And it's not so much that he was an amazing man.
不单止他是一个很出色的人。
As he had some amazing encounters with an amazing Lord.
而是他有一个 同这个我们伟大的神有一个相遇的经历。
And so from one man's heart and passion and vision,
从一个人他那个热诚,他那个对宣教的热诚,
there is now a movement of Alliance churches around the world.
成为今天我们普世有宣教的运动。
More than 50 countries of the world have an international Alliance church.
超过50个国家有宣道会。
And there are many millions of Alliance believers who are gathered in the Lord's name this weekend.
好像今天一样,亦都有过百万的宣道会的信众一起来到敬拜神。
In the early years, that is the late 1800s,
在最一百几年的末期,
Dr. Simpson opened many doors for women in ministry. But in order to understand Simpson's view of women in ministry, you must understand his perspective on eschatology, last things.
最重要是你要知道Simpson博士对这个末世论的认识是怎样。
And you must understand his perspective on the Alliance itself.
还有要看看他对宣道会这个认识是怎样。
First of all, Dr. Simpson was persuaded that Jesus is coming soon.
首先，我哋要知道，先進博士佢深信。认为耶稣基督会好快就要会翻嚟。
And he called together all who would gather with him for the purpose of proclaiming Christ.
佢咧就召集晒系跟随佢嘅人一齐嚟到啊嚟到迎祈祷迎接耶稣嘅再嚟。
Whether that proclamation was in New York City where the movement began.
咁呢个运动咧喺纽约嗰度开始。
Or the proclamation sending missionaries to Africa and to Vietnam and other parts of the world.
同埋咧，佢会系将呢个嘅事件系向呢个越南啊或者非洲嚟到去宣告。
But Dr. Simpson reasoned.
啊，咁啊，先生博士佢咁样理解嘅。
That the time was short.
嗰个时间好短促。
That the world was lost.
但系咧，成个世界系迷失嘅。
All the world needs Christ.
全世界普世嘅世人都需要耶稣。
He must be faithfully proclaimed everywhere.
佢一定要好忠心咁样去宣扬。
And so it was all hands on deck.
所以咧，我哋佢要全民皆兵。
Mobilize everyone.
要鼓动每一个人。
Men, women,
男人、女人、
teenagers, children,
啊，青年人、儿童。
All mobilize for the sake of the gospel.
全部都要为福音嚟到摆上。
And so he had women involved in many levels of senior leadership.
当时有很多的妇女 在高级的管理层上面有岗位。
Because there was urgency involved.
因为当时呢是有那种的迫切性。
The Lord is coming, get the word out.
因为呢基督就很快回来了我们一定要出去做工。
But then you must understand his perspective on the Christian and Missionary Alliance as well.
同时我们也要了解他对这个宣教这个的概念。
He did not begin with a vision to birth a denomination.
他初初呢不是说要创办一个的宗派。
He saw the Alliance as a movement.
他当宣教是一个的运动。
Less formal and less structured than a denomination.
是比这个宗派那个组织同埋比较是松散啲嘅。
And because we were a movement, not a denomination.
因为我哋呢个是一个运动，我哋唔系一个宗派。
He reasoned that women should be in leadership roles and positions.
所以咧，佢睇到咧，妇女咧都应该喺有领袖嘅地位。
And so, in the early days of the alliance.
所以喺宣道会嘅早期。
Women served as missionaries and evangelists and educators.
所以妇女咧都会做呢个嘅传道人啦，亦都做教育家啦。
Preachers and pastors and supervisors of homes of healing.
亦都做呢个牧师啦，亦都做呢个嘅护老院嘅监督啦。
And even officers at the senior level of leadership in the movement.
亦都喺呢个办公嘅高层咧做呢个领袖。
So there was one point in the 1880s when we had 14 senior leaders.
所以咧喺有一个时期喺1880年嗰个时期咧，我哋有14个。
And six of them were women.
14个嘅领袖，中间有6个系妇女。
The 1912 annual report of the Christian and Missionary Alliance
在1912年那个的宣道会的年报
listed 182 names of official workers
记录了182个有正职的人的名
Your pastors are official workers or licensed workers of the Alliance
我们的牧师都是这个在这个宣道会是一个 有注册的
And of those 182 official workers 39 of them were women
在182个人当中有39个是妇女。
So over 20% were licensed as pastors and evangelists and so on.
所以有超过20% 是他们有这个资格去做这个领袖做牧师。
Now because Dr. Simpson believed that the Alliance was a movement.
因为 Simpson 博士他相信宣教是一个运动。
And not an official denomination.
不是一个正式的宗派。
He did not at that point cross the line for women to be ordained.
所以呢当时呢他未越过那条界线就说妇女是可以安立做牧师。
He struggled with the same passages in Paul that the church has always read and struggled with as it relates to women.
他跟保罗一样在这段的经文那里呢有挣扎是妇女不能够成为牧师。
So in those early days, there's widespread involvement of women in senior leadership roles.
在当时呢有很多妇女已经在教会上面已经有居高位的了。
But Simpson believed that the roles of elder and senior pastor should be reserved for men.
但係 Simpson 博士仍然覺得呢個嘅牧師同埋呢個嘅長老仍然由男士嚟到擔當至為合適。
Let's review the story of the Alliance in Canada for a couple of minutes.
嗱，我哋而家又睇睇我哋加拿大呢個宣道會嘅歷史係點。
In the early decades of the 20th century,
在20世紀的初期,
the situation in Canada was very similar to that in the U.S. and Simpson's roots.
咁呢個加拿大嘅宣道會同美國嘅宣道會係非常之相似嘅，都係源根於呢個Simpson 博士嘅。
Women served as evangelists and church planters and pastors and teachers.
咁咧，婦女咧可以做講道啦，可以建堂啦，可以做教師啦，可以做牧師啦。
We have numerous stories of women who actually pastored churches in Western Canada, particularly.
我哋都知道有好多嘅婦女喺加拿大咧嘅教會咧係牧會嘅。
I have a wonderful book that I brought with me.
我有一本好好嘅書，我帶咗嚟。
The book is called Forgotten Voices.
呢本書嘅名叫做《遺忘嘅聲音》。
It is a very well-documented story.
是一个好有呢个记录意思嘅书。
Of women in leadership roles in the Alliance in Canada.
系记录咗系呢个加拿大宣道会嘅妇女嘅侍奉嘅情形。
And it tells many wonderful stories of women in leadership.
入边讲咗好多有趣嘅由妇女做领袖嘅故事。
The book tells the story of Myrtle Bradley.
其中一个故事系关于 Myrtle Bradley 嘅。
She was a powerful evangelist in upstate New York.Northeastern United States.
佢喺紐約市嗰度咧，佢係一個好有強而有力嘅報道家。
And she came to Canada to Regina, Saskatchewan, for evangelistic meetings.
佢去咗加拿大個沙省嗰度咧，開一個報道會嘅會議。
And the local newspaper, the Regina Leader Post,
係Regina 嘅當地嘅報紙。
Recorded the story of this powerful female evangelist and the people who were flocking to the meetings and coming to Christ.
记录咗佢呢个强而有力嘅报道家，佢哋讲道之后有好多人上嚟要跟随佢。
And one of the women who found Christ at this evangelistic meeting.
其中喺呢个报道会当中咧，有一个女士接受咗耶稣。
Was a woman by the name of Ruby Johnson.
佢个名叫做 Ruby Johnson。
Some of you recognize that name. She was a great friend to the Alliance Chinese Churches in Western Canada in the early days.
咁咧，大家可能有啲人認識佢，佢係我哋加拿大西邊嘅華人宣道會嘅一個好朋友。
So she came to faith in Christ at a crusade where a female evangelist, Myrtle Bradley, was preaching the gospel.
咁佢喺一個呢個Myrtle Bradley 嘅報道會當中咧，佢接受咗耶穌。
Later, she married a man by the name of Gordon Wishart.
遲啲咧，佢同一個男人 Gordon Wishart 結咗婚。
And together, they pastored several Alliance churches.
佢哋一齊攜手，佢哋喺好多間嘅宣道會嚟到牧會。
And then later, Myrtle became a professor at Emmanuel Bible College in Kitchener.
咁遲啲之後咧，呢個佢又做咗。在 Kitchener 的以馬內利的聖經學院教書
and then became a professor at Alliance Biblical Seminary in Hong Kong.
亦都做過香港堅道神學院的教授。
This book tells the story of a woman by the name of Edith Gant.
这本书也提到另外一个女士的名字叫做 Edith Gant.
And she was the pastor of a little prairie church west of Saskatoon.
她是一个薩斯加中西面的一个鄉村小教會的牧師。
My roots are in Saskatoon.
我係從 Saskatoon 嗰度嚟嘅。
And so this woman came by herself to in the prairie, the freezing cold winter of Regina, of Saskatoon area, Saskatchewan.
咁呢個女士咧，去到一個好寒冷嘅一個 Saskatoon 嘅一個鄉村嘅地方。
There was no man to pastor the church.
當時係冇男人嚟到牧會。
She became the only pastor.
佢成咗嗰個教會嘅牧師。
She was a powerful preacher.
佢係強而有力嘅。
And the church was built up in Christ.
咁嗰個教會喺基督裏邊能夠成長。
And people came to faith.
咁好多人接受耶穌。
She was a riveting storyteller.
佢係一個好識講呢個故事嘅人。
When she told stories, everyone would lean forward to listen to her. She was so effective in that way.
當佢講故事嘅時候，一個個都豎起耳仔挨埋去，好用心咁去聽嘅。
So in these early days, there are many doors that are open for women in ministry and leadership.
So we see that in the early days, there are many doors that are open for women in ministry and leadership.
But just as in Simpson's day, the alliance in that chapter did not ordain women. Now let's move on to the 1980s.
好，而家我哋去到1900年啦。
In 1981, the Canadian Alliance became autonomous from the U.S.
1901年加拿大宣道会脱离美国嘅嚟到独立自主。
And almost every General Assembly since.
喺自从嗰次之后，每一次嘅会友大会咧。
The Alliance has wrestled with the issue of the roles of women in leadership and ministry.
每一次開會都有一啲嘅為咗到底呢個婦女喺嘅侍奉上面咧有所掙扎。
If you don't understand our governance model, let me explain General Assembly.
如果你唔係好認識我哋宣道會管治嘅模式，用我嚟簡單同你介紹一下。
Every 2 years, a large meeting is held called General Assembly for the Alliance in Canada.
每年、每兩年，加拿大會開一次全國嘅宣道會嘅會議。
And every Alliance Church is entitled to send delegates from their pastoral staff and from the church family, from the membership.
每一個加拿大嘅宣道會嘅教會都可以派團隊，包括佢哋牧師或者佢嘅侍奉人員去參加。
And all of these people gather in Winnipeg or Toronto or Calgary, wherever General Assembly is held. And this is a time for great inspiration and storytelling. This is a time for reporting on what God has done over the previous 2 years.
這是好的機會給大家講回過往兩年神在我們的作為、我們的恩典。And
it's a time for all of the churches to make decisions and grapple with issues.
也是好好的時間給大家能夠討論一些大家面對的問題和做一些決定。And
so very early, the Alliance began to discuss and to pray and to debate and to study the issue of women in ministry. And that discussion was prayerful and respectful and Bible-based. And of course, there were many different opinions expressed through the years. In the year 2000, General Assembly voted.
喺公元2000年嗰次嘅大會，就大家投咗票
to amend the local church constitution that governs our churches.
佢可以通過本地嘅地方教會可以透過開會嚟到更改佢哋嘅憲章。
And the amendment enabled a local church with a two-thirds majority vote to have women as elders if they so chose.
咁當時嘅決定就係話咧，容許地方教會，如果佢哋喺會友大會有三分二嘅會友投票通過，佢哋有權自己選擇用與唔用女長老。
So the denomination as a whole,
所以整個呢個嘅宗派
made a decision to ask each individual church to wrestle with this issue. And local churches in Canada, in the Alliance, have the freedom to elect elders if they have that two-thirds majority vote. Across these last 40 years since autonomy in
1980,
the Alliance has made a number of other decisions around women in ministry. A woman may be elected to the board of directors.
妇女可以被选入这个董事会。
Pastor Simon is not with us today because he is a member of the board of directors at this time, and he's in Toronto at their meetings this weekend.
今日李牧師不在，佢喺呢個都開緊會，佢亦都係呢個董事會嘅成員之一。
Some years ago, the Alliance at General Assembly made the decision to ordain women to the ministries to which God had called them.
有幾年前已經有宣道會安立了女牧師來到領會。
And quite recently, the Board of Directors has clarified all of our existing legislation.
咁咧，好明顯呢個嘅結果咧。 就已經係釐清咗呢個嘅所有教會嘅疑問。
To determine that there is no impediment to a local church employing a woman as a senior pastor.
如果地方教會佢聘請一個女牧師作為佢嘅主任牧師係冇問題嘅。
We'll come back to that in a moment.
一陣間我哋再講多啲。
Okay, so that's the historical piece.
呢個咧係歷史嘅層面。
Okay, not if you're still with me.
你聽懂嗎?
All right, thank you so much.
謝謝。
Some theological contributions to this discussion.
現在講一講這個神學的層面。
I think many of you are aware that the evangelical church globally has wrestled with this issue of women in ministry.
大家都明白福音派教會對於這個婦女這個議題都是掙扎了很久。
And individual believers,
有個別的信徒啦,
individual congregations,
有個別的教會啦,
and sometimes whole denominations,
有些時候呢, 整個的宗派啦,
have identified with one position or the other.
有些呢, 就揀了這邊, 有些就揀了那邊。
And here I am generalizing, and I don't have time for nuances.
因為呢, 我現在呢, 講的是一般性, 因為我沒有對這件事我沒有一個具體的答案。
Two positions or opinions on the role of women in ministry.
對婦女的侍奉有兩個的立場，兩種的意見。
One in English we call complementarianism.
一個我們叫它做互補理念。
And one in English we call egalitarianism.
另一個我們叫做平等理念。
Let me define those two terms.
我將這兩個理念的定義和大家解釋一下。
Complementarians believe
互補理念相信
that Scripture teaches
聖經這樣教導我們
that males and females are equal in value and dignity and equally bear God's image
男和女我們在價值上平等尊嚴上平等大家都有神的形象
but some of their roles are different
但是他們彼此之間所扮演的角色有差異
And the difference in roles was intended by God for males to complement females and females to complement the role of males.
而男女的角色的差異是神的原意，他要男人輔助女人，女人輔助男人。
For our purposes this morning,
今天我们在今天的目的,
based upon certain biblical passages,
根据某一些的经文,
complementarians believe that primary leadership roles in the church should be reserved for men.
互補概念的信奉者認為教會在主要位置的人應該由男士來擔當。And
generally, complementarians believe that it is not appropriate.
互補概念的信奉者覺得有些是不應該的。For
women to be elders.
女士不可以做長老。
Or to be ordained pastors.
或者是安立做牧師。
Or to be senior pastors. The other position is called egalitarianism.
另外,對方那邊呢,
and egalitarians believe that Scripture teaches
平等理念的信奉者,
that males and females are equal in value and dignity.
男和女在價值和尊嚴上,
that we equally bear God's image, created in His image.
同樣,男和女亦都是同等地有神的形象。
But the gender or sex in and of itself
但是性別本身呢?
Does not privilege or prohibit men or women from serving in the roles that God has called them to and gifted them for.
不存在哪个有特权，或者要压制哪一种人喺神嘅事工上边，只要佢有呢个嘅恩赐，系可以做嘅。
So, in other words,
换句话说,
egalitarians believe
平等理念嘅信奉者,
that the Bible teaches
圣经教导我哋系咁嘅,
that a woman should be eligible
一个女士 是应该有这种的机会和权利,
for any role that the Spirit of Jesus has gifted her for.
只要是由圣灵耶稣感动赐给她有这个能力,
including serving as an elder,
包括可以作为长老,
or an ordained pastor,
或者受安立做牧师,
or a senior pastor,
或者做主任牧师.
So you see that among believers, there is a strong difference of opinion. And this is what Pastor Simon asked me to tackle today. And then he left town on an airplane. Lucky me. Very briefly,
简单地说,
the core arguments
主要的争议点呢,
of complementarians and egalitarians.
互补理念也好，平等理念也好,
complementarians tend to believe that the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 and in 1 Timothy 2
互补理念呢，就根据保罗书信的提摩太 前书和哥林多前书,
where Paul appears to limit the roles of women,
那呢, 保罗呢就, 限制妇女的地位,
based upon creation order,
他是根据创造的次序,
Adam was created first, Eve second,
亚当首先被造, 夏娃第二,
and based upon the fact that it was Eve who was deceived by the serpent and not Adam,
而是 受引誘的是夏娃,不是亞當。
Paul concludes that women's roles in leadership should be restricted.
保罗就建议,教会的岗位,妇女的地位是要受限制的。
And he says very clearly in 1 Timothy 2,
在提摩太前书第二章,他讲得很清楚,
I do not permit a woman to teach,
他说我不容许这个妇女讲道,
or to assume authority over a man. A further argument for the complementarians is the fact that when Jesus chose his inner circle,
和当耶稣选他的门徒的时候,
and he had the opportunity to send a clear message about the future being different from the past,
他可以有这样的机会,他说,说出来就是现在的情况和将来的情况是不一样的。
Nonetheless, he chose 12 males to be apostles.
但是呢,他毕竟他都是找了12个男人做他的门徒。
Not six and six.
不是六个男,六个女。
On the egalitarian side,
在这个平等理念的那方面,
these followers of Christ believe that Galatians 3:28 is a central text.
咁呢,佢哋就話加拉太書3章28節呢,係佢哋嘅主要嘅支持嘅經文。
There is neither Jew nor Gentile,
無論你係猶太人,希利尼人,
neither slave nor free,
為奴嘅自主嘅,
nor is there male nor female,
是男是女,
for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
喺耶穌基督裏面,你哋係唯一嘅。
And they say that God sent a very clear message that things were new and changing with Christ.
咁呢,佢哋話呢,好清楚㗎啦,因為呢,事物係跟住耶穌基督轉變咗啦。When
he appointed Anna, the prophetess, to announce the incarnation.
因為呢,佢哋都提出呢個女先知安娜呢,佢預言呢個道成肉身。
And when Jesus made Mary Magdalene the first messenger of the resurrection,
耶稣呢,也派抹大拉玛利亚作为第一个宣告他复活的人,
And the Galatians see that as a very important text.
所以呢, 加拉太書呢, 被認為一個很重要的一段經文。
In Jesus' day, it was a very patriarchal society.
在耶穌基督的年代呢, 是一個男性的父系主導的年代。
In the Israeli judicial system, a woman could not give evidence in court.
在那時猶太人的社會裡面呢, 婦女是不可以在法庭上讓作證的。
Because of her gender, she was not considered a reliable witness.
就是因為她的性別的緣故呢, 她說的話呢, 覺得是不可以作為是有效的、有力的證據。
But here we have Jesus in the garden when Mary recognizes him.
但現在呢, 當耶穌基督在花園、在園路呢, 瑪利亞認得他了。
It is Mary who is the first messenger of the resurrection.
所以呢,
Go and tell my brothers that I'm alive and I'm going to meet them later.
耶穌叫他們告訴你,我的門徒,我遲些會見他們。
Egalitarians argue that those texts in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 Timothy 2
好,這樣呢,這些經文他們在提摩太前書和哥林多前書的經文和加拉太書的經文
were never intended to govern the church into the future until Jesus comes.
这些经文呢,不是告诉我们,一直要跟着,跟到足,直到耶稣基督再来。
But they were absolutely intended by Paul to face the cultural and historical situations that he was addressing.
但当时的确是保罗所面对的一种文化,那时历史的必须的条件,那个情况是这样。
And so we have the very outstanding conservative biblical scholar, F.F. Bruce, who was the mentor of Ward Gask in his doctoral work. F.F. Bruce is quoted as saying, that he would be that Paul, if he were alive today, would be surprised.
他說如果保羅現在還是翻生的話,他聽到我們這樣說,他會覺得很出奇。
That churches had turned his words that were targeted at specific situations.
他說現在的教會將他當時說的一些說話改變了。
Into rules for all of the churches for all time.
改成呢,變成以後
And so Egalitarians believe that these doors of senior leadership should be open to women.
所以呢,加拉太教會呢,根據這節經文呢,他認為呢,婦女是可以在教會裡侍奉的。
I've been involved in this discussion for more than 20 years.
我在這種的討論當中呢,已經有20年的經驗。
And I certainly believe two things strongly.
不過呢,我相信有兩樣嘢。
I know and have met and count among my friends.
我認識和遇到我的朋友,遇到很多人。
Godly people who are mature in Christ and well studied on this issue.
很多是很成熟,很敬虔心,對這個議題都很認識深的人。
Some who identify as complementarians and some who identify as egalitarians.
有些是支持互補理念的,有些是支持平等理念的。
Both appearing to serve Jesus with a clear conscience and with fruit from their ministries.
他們雙方,他們都是用無恥的良心來忠心地侍奉耶穌基督的。
But holding strongly different opinions on this issue.
但他們在這個課題上,他們兩邊是針鋒相對。
And the second thing that I have come to believe strongly
另外,第二點,我是很相信的。
Is that there is sufficient biblical evidence
已經有足夠的聖經的證據
for people to honestly hold either of these two positions.
還有呢,我們要尊重無論他在什麼立場的人。
Let me comment on current practice in the Alliance today.
用我講一講現今我們的宣道會怎樣做法。
We have approximately 445 churches in Canada.
在加拿大我們大概有445間的教會。
Many of them have had this vote as to whether or not there will be women as elders in their church.
有些呢, 已经是投票, 到底他们的教会会不会使用, 女长老。
It is estimated that about 20% of our churches across Canada have had that vote successfully and have may have elders on their boards.
估计呢,这些教会有 20%已经通过了他们教会是可以用女长老的。
As of last year, and my most recent information, I'm aware of two female senior pastors in Alliance churches in Canada.
据我所知,直到去年,加拿大教会是有两个女性是做了这个主任牧师。
One of them is a woman in Alberta.
一个呢,在Alberta。
And the other one is a Chinese woman in Ontario.
另一个是华人在安省,
who is the senior pastor of a Chinese church.
他是一个华人教会的主任牧师。
In our district, the Canadian Pacific District,
在我们的区会,太平洋区会,
we have 82 churches.
我们有82间教会。
We asked all of them where they stood on this issue.
我就问他们,你们的立场是怎样呢?
We heard back from 80 out of the 82.
我们82间有80间有回应。
You won't believe this.
你不会信的。
40 of them identify as complementarian.
40间赞成互补。
And 40 of them identify as egalitarian.
40间赞成平等。
They disagree with one another.
他们两个是相对的。 You have the last vote.
They honestly disagree and hold a different position. And that brings us to Romans chapter
14.
I am not here to try to influence how you vote.
我现在呢,我不是在这里来影响你怎样去投票啊。
I have purposefully steered clear of my own opinions on this.
这里呢,我会将自己的意见来保留的。
I love Romans 14 because it teaches believers how to disagree well.
我喜欢罗马书14章,因为罗马书教我们,当我们信徒有这个意见的时候,我们怎样去处理。
The situation that Paul is addressing is very different from this vote of women as elders.
当然,罗马书14章,保罗讲的议题,跟我们今天讲妇女做长老这个议题是不一样。
In Romans 14, Paul talks about some believers who were weak in faith.
罗马书14章,保罗说,有些信徒,他的信仰是比较弱。
And some believers who were strong in faith.
有些是比较强的。
And those he describes as weak in faith were probably Jewish background believers.
那些弱的呢,可能是犹太人信了耶稣的。
And all of their lives as Jewish people before they came to trust Christ.
犹太人在他信耶稣之前,他一世人呢?
They have been very serious about keeping the ceremonial law of the Old Testament. They respected what Scripture taught about what to eat and what not to eat. They respected what Old Testament Scripture taught about holy days and festivals. Now they have trusted Christ. Now they are part of the one people of God. That's made up of Jews and Gentiles. But they believe we should keep these Old Testament ceremonial laws into the future. Their conscience would not let them stop. Paul calls them weak in faith. There were others in the church that Paul calls strong in faith. Probably some of them were Jewish background believers and some were Gentile background believers. They had a different view on the Old Testament ceremonial law. They saw all of those laws focused on the coming of Christ. They saw the purpose of those laws fulfilled in Christ. And they believed that to follow Christ today, their day, did not require them to keep those Old Testament ceremonial laws. That everything could be eaten if it was received with gratitude. And that God had created every day, not just the special days. And so among all of the challenges in the Corinthian church, they were in strong disagreement and polarization on this issue. So here's what this vote on women and elders has in common with Romans
14.
It's in that phrase in the first verse where Paul talks about these being disputable matters. Issues that believers disagreed about. Both of them looking at Scripture. Both of them looking to the Lord for leadership. But ending up with different opinions. And here is what Paul says. He doesn't say who's right and who's wrong. He says, number one, in your disagreement with your brothers and sisters, do not allow contempt to find a place in your soul. You know what happens when you get into a strong disagreement with someone? And you believe with all your heart that you are right? And they are so obviously wrong. Here is the temptation. The temptation is to believe that because I am right, I am more. You are less. In my disagreement, and in my anger that you don't see it the way I see it, I shrink your value. And I push you away from me. I think less of you because you obviously think wrongly about this issue. And Paul speaks very strongly against the sin of contempt. Because it undermines what Jesus did to make us one. The second thing that he says is this. Remember who God's people are accountable to. And that person with whom you disagree is actually not accountable to you. They're accountable to Jesus. So let Jesus manage them. Let Jesus deal with them. And that second piece of counsel is tied to the third. He says, when Christians are in strong disagreement with one another,
当基督徒彼此之间有强烈的争议的时候,
There is a particular kind of self-control that is required.
在我们内心里面是应该有一个自律。
And it is the self-control of refusing to appoint myself as the judge of the other.
我们的自律就要提醒我们自己不要成为别人的审判官。
You see, when I judge you,
如果我审判你,
again, I shrink your value,
我又将你的价值
And I push you away from me.
我就将你推开一边。
This is what judging does.
这个就是判论断人的结果。
I attach labels to you.
我将你来到标签。
And I separate from you.
我同你保持距离。
And this is so disrespectful of the sacrifice of Christ.
这个呢，对耶稣基督在我们身上的牺牲呢，是一种的非常的不敬。
And Paul says, those who only eat vegetables.
保罗话有啲人中意食蔬菜。
Those who believe that they are free to eat anything that they receive with gratitude.
有啲人话亦都有第二啲人咧，我有咁存住咁样嘅心，我食乜都得。
Are not to be judged by one another.
彼此之间唔应该论断。
The Lord is able to make them both stand.
因为咧，佢哋嘅主。都能够令到两个人都能够站立得稳。
And it is to him that they are accountable.
因为他们个别都是要向主负责。
So here's my conclusion this morning.
今早我的结论是这样。
Here are Pastor Simon's instructions to me.
李牧师指示我这做。
And I said, yes, sir.
我就说，好。
He said, Pastor Errol, help the church prepare to take this vote.
咁咧，你要我哋帮助我哋去了解点样去投呢个票。
Ask the church to prepare their hearts.
要求神咧准备我哋嘅心。
To be prayerful.
我哋要祈祷。
To listen well.
要聆听。
To come to the two town halls.
要出席我们将来要举办的聚会。
I think the date for the first one is in your bulletin.
第一次的那个聚会的日子在你们的秩序表上写了。
Come to that information and discussion meeting.
你要出席这个来到大家讨论这个讨论会。
Pastor Simon said, Errol, invite the church family to vote their conscience.
李牧师话叫我同大家讲，你哋要凭你哋嘅良心去投票。
Vote out of your own convictions of what Holy Scripture teaches.
你根据圣灵对你嘅感动、你嘅指引，用你嘅良心去投票。
And while you're working through this as a church,
当你喺呢个议题上边仍然喺度研究嘅时候。
Remember what's most important of all.
记住一样嘢最重要最重要嘅。
And that is to give Jesus what he deserves.
我哋系要应该献上耶稣基督佢所应得嘅。
He shed his blood for you.
佢为我哋流血。
He was crucified.
佢钉在十字架上边。
He died.
佢死咗。
He was buried.
埋葬。
He was raised from the dead on the third day.
第三日佢复活。
He ascended to the heavens.
升上上天。
And on the day of Pentecost, he and the Father poured out the Holy Spirit.
佢喺五旬节嘅时候咧，佢赐下圣灵。
All of this designed to bring into creation one new people of God.
所有呢啲嘅做法都系为咗目的，就系话咧，神嘅子民系一种。
Not a different people of God for the complementarians. Or a separate people of God for the egalitarians. But the fruit of his passion. The fruit of the death and resurrection of Jesus is the creation of one beautiful people of God. And so Paul instructs the church.
所以保罗劝勉教会。
Preserve the unity of the Spirit.
要在圣灵里面保守合而为一。
In the bond of peace.
是我们以和平联络。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祈祷。
Lord, I thank you for this wonderful congregation that meets in three different language groupings.
上主，我们感谢你赐福给我们来自华人宣道会，我们有两文三语的教会。
And now I pray for them as they approach this vote for women as elders.
我现在向你祈祷，当我们要面对这个妇女为女长老的议题上面。
Thank you that you are here.
感谢你的临在。
Thank you for your leadership.
感谢你的带领。
I pray that this church will wrestle well with this issue.
求你带领我们的教会能够好好处理这个议题。
Where they disagree, may it be respectfully and with love.
如果有争拗的，求主你都以用爱来到包容。
And together we lay before you this vote and its outcome.
我们不理将来那个的投票的结果是怎样。
Asking thy kingdom come.
我们要要求你的愿主你的国降临。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.